which I just did. And can you give me the fake sound test?
Whoop whoop!
That's perfect. Whoop whoop! Oh, I guess I did the same thing. We didn't decide who's doing the intro.
No, we didn't.
Maybe for the next 100 episodes, no intros.
All right, just sit back and relax then.
Yeah. I don't know why we have to talk during this point. Maybe people want to hear the song.
It's a pretty good song.
I like this song. You remember back in the day when you have like a cassette tape and you play it so often it would get kind of scratchy and screwed up?
Yeah, that I did that a lot.
I think that this song, our intro, JBC, is starting to get like that. Even though it's digital and it can't get crappy like that, it's like when I hit start, it's like kind of goes. Like it's like messed up or something because we played it so often. I mean, we played it what? Literally 100 times? 101 times now?
Really? It's kind of more like 200.
Because we played the end too? Yeah? Yeah.
I mean, we don't play the whole thing at the beginning anymore.
That's true.
And it's remember, two different at the buttons. Beginning, one of the irritating things for our listener was that we did play the Rooks up all the way through and tried to just like compete
keep on
with
talking,
it and,
yeah.
and talk.
And I would like continually lower the volume as we went. Yeah, I like what you did better. You cut it down to a good amount. Welcome to the pat each other on the back because our asses are too sore to fuck them episode of JPC.
Yeah.
I don't know if your ass is sore, Joe. My ass is sore.
Yeah, mine is too, man.
I'm going to tell you why mine is. And if it's not for the same reason yours is, then your story will be better than mine. Oh, okay, you go first, and then I'll tell you what mine is.
Why is my ass sore?
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's a figurative thing.
Oh, no, I literally have a sore asshole, specifically. The whole part, not the whole ass, but the whole part of the ass. Is sore.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure that your story is going to be better than mine, so why don't we start off with mine, and then we can, you know, all open for you.
Haha. I like that.
And if you're thinking about butts, then that's already kind of dirty. Yeah. Anyway, now my I bitch a lot about being tired. A lot of times we do the show on Friday. I think at the beginning of the show we did the show on Friday every time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Thursday, or I
it's,
don't know.
It's been a lot, but we were very consistently on Fridays for a while before people complained.
And I often start off the show just complaining about how tired I am about just working.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's relatable to our listener, whoever that is now.
Yeah.
Because you know, most people work all week, and by the end of the week, they're tired. And I wonder if tired or if people are tired of hearing me say that I'm tired. But guess what? I'm tired. And so my story about my ass being sore is because I feel like my ass has been pounded by my job all week and just all my responsibilities. I feel that I've been assaulted.
Yeah.
You've been and assaulted. My ass has been pounded.
Have you been
into
also
the,
up-peppered?
Into the dirt.
And maybe you've also been assaulted in a salsa? Because you work at Taco Bell, so I'm trying to show you how much I respect that you're in pain because I'm making fun of you.
Thanks. Yes, and I have been assaulted.
Have you been assaulted and a-peppered? And
actually, it's been a while since one of my employees actually just threw salsa in my face out of frustration, or I guess that would be rage.
Yeah.
Rage Belgrande Supreme.
It's got sour
when
cream.
You get salsa in the face. Anyway, yeah, my figurative ass has been figuratively pounded until my figurative asshole is now shredded. And now I have several assholes, figurative assholes.
Right.
That have been torn into my ass. Anyway, enough about my ass. How about yours? Your literal asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. My wife just texted me, and you probably heard the sound in the background. Dun 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 dun. You know the what's that song? What's that from? Dun-dun. George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. What's the name of the song? Dun-dun-dun. I Drink Alone.
Bad to the Boner?
Bad to the Bone. Yeah, not I Drink Alone. So she's sexy,
wow,
man. Now you can hear
it. Songs are a whole lot alike. But guess what? Lots of blues songs are a whole lot alike because, it's the same music in the background, basically.
Yeah.
So what about your asshole?
So here's the thing. I read a book, and I think that you and I are both doing this. I don't know if you're still doing it, but the whole keto thing?
I'm trying my best.
Okay. Yeah. So I read this book. The title is Why We Are Fat, or This Makes You Fat, or You're Fucking Fat, Here's Why, something like that.
I can't remember. Sounds like a bestseller.
Yeah.
I bet it is, isn't it?
What's the real name
of the book? Go ahead.
I think it's Why We Are Fat. I'm not sure. And something like that. And this is the guy who also wrote a book either before or after called The Case Against Sugar or something. But the book Why We Are Fat, basically, I could sum it up. Like, if you open the book and there's only one word in it, it would be this word, carbs. And that's it.
That's right.
He just – and he makes the case for, like, don't eat carbs. Just don't. Don't eat them. Any of them. Just don't eat them. You don't need them. Don't eat any of them. Never eat carbs. And he explains how he doesn't actually advocate that people be that extreme because it's going to be impossible. But he says, like, this is basically how it works is you think about eating food and your insulin levels goes up. And insulin's ready to take whatever you shove down your throat and stick it in your fat cells. And so if what you stick in your throat is carbs, it's really easy. It's like the insulin's like, okay, well, not that it's just insulin, but some hormones are like, hey, muscles, here's a little bit for you so that you have energy to, you know, keep jerking off. The rest of this, though, because you ate way too many carbs, dude, we're just going to shove into your fat cells for later because who knows? You might not be able to eat next week because I was designed 2 million years ago when food was not that regular. So even before you start to eat, just thinking about food, your insulin levels go up. Then you eat, your insulin takes all of your carbs, shoves them into your fat cells, and that's why you're fat. And he makes a really strong case for why it's not about those whole calories in, calories out. Like, technically, yes, of course, that's just straight up physics, but it is almost impossible to count accurately the calories going in, and it's definitely impossible to count accurately the calories going out. You just don't know, because you expend calories when you breathe, every time your heart beats, when you move, when you exercise. And it's not like you get on one of these dipshit treadmills at the gym and it says you burn 40 calories and that's in any way accurate. I mean it's just, there's no way for you to judge. And
that's always seemed like a joke.
Yeah, it's a total crapshoot. And speaking of crap, and he doesn't bring this up, but something I always thought about is like, who's measuring the calories in their literal shit? No one. Who knows how much you lost there, right? So anyway, he points out that historically, in this book, he says, historically, our country didn't start getting fat until we started this whole calories in, calories out bullshit. Before that, it was basically just, hey, everybody, do what you want to do. And so what they wanted to do was eat fat. They ate fatty meat and they ate fatty foods, and they just didn't have access to really high sugar foods and that kind of thing. And then some assholes came along and said, hey, you can't eat fat because fat makes you fat, which it doesn't. And you got to eat.
That's right. It doesn't.
And you got to eat fewer calories and exercise more. And then we started getting fat as a nation. And it's fascinating. The reason why they don't get fat in other countries is because they eat a lot of fat. They don't eat a lot of sugar. Like, we get up and here's an example. I'm gonna let you talk. But Beyonce had the best album of all time. Sorry, that's an old joke. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, went to Costco.
Explain
today.
Explain that joke to me later, though. Okay, I need to hear it.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
I went to Costco, and as I was walking around, I was just fascinated by how much of it I couldn't eat. Like, this is all carbs, that's all carbs, that's all carbs, that's all carbs. Like, that's just all sugar, which is a carb. And
we're
fucking
surrounded by it.
It's everywhere. You can go, not your entire life, but you can go a long time eating nothing but carbs, because that's what they
offer you, well, there's a smidgen of protein in this, and there's like a smidgen of fat in that, but for the most part, it's just all carbs. This guy's like,
all carbs. Everything's fucking made out of potatoes and bread and grains and and sugars and for flavoring. And well, they'll throw salt on there, and that's not really a problem, but that's just to flavor the carbs.
Yeah, exactly. So I read this book, and I was like, all right, I am the sort of dipshit who takes things without vetting them, and I'm going to give it a try. So I cut out all sugar. First of all, I was like, okay, the sugar should be pretty easy to cut out. I don't know how well I'm going to do surviving, but I can keep an eye on that. That's easy. So nothing, nothing with sugar in it, specifically sugar. And then I'm also been trying to eat no carbs too, right? Just like, or as few as possible. And I'm not necessarily trying to go into ketosis. That's not my goal. I'm not really trying to be keto per se.
Right, right.
But it's as similar enough to what people do when they do keto that I might as well be it. And one of the things they warn you about, and maybe you experience this, is that if you stop eating carbohydrates and foods related to those, you're probably going to lose a lot of water weight and you're going to get constipated. And Joe, that's why my asshole is sore. That's the whole reason. That's the whole point of this stupid explanation. Sore asshole.
I saw constipation.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Right. Well, I didn't peer up your asshole and see the turd slowly, you know.
Very slowly.
Screeching to a stop.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't come out.
It couldn't.
I didn't see it coming out of your butthole. But I realize, because I've tried this no carb thing several times, and I'm pretty carb conscious most of the time, though I do just like let go and just eat a big old plate of nachos sometimes. Yeah. That's the main thing. I fucking love nachos, and that's a big pile of tortilla chips. There's carbs all over the place here. And just a couple episodes ago, I told the story about shit in my pants, and that's because, you know, you have to be careful. You can get constipated, but you can also shit your pants if you're not careful.
Anytime you do anything that's going to change the flora in your gut, those are technical terms, by the way, and I'm not making a joke. They're literally, the gut is the word they use. Anytime you do that, you're rolling the dice. It could be anything that happened. So you do any kind of radical change in what you eat. So here's what – tell me if this resonates, Joe, because here's what I've been eating for the last week. And I am not exaggerating when I say I've been eating mostly – I've been eating sausages and cheese, like kielbasa, you know, sausage and pepperoni sticks. And occasionally I'll put it on lettuce. Because apparently you're allowed to eat green leafy vegetables. So don't eat the other ones, because they're just basically carbohydrated water, which I guess would be carbo-double hydrate. Anyway. Green leafy vegetables. And other than that, it's just been a lot of... I love Spam. Go ahead, judge me. I don't care. I've been eating Spam. And...
me too, man. I love Spam.
Salami slices.
When we went to Hawaii, we had a Spam night, and I was like, I fucking forgot how good this shit is. Maybe it's because you and I are kind of deep down like white trash, and I feel like Spam is kind of a white trashy thing. Maybe I've got that wrong, but it just seems
it definitely was for us when we were kids. But I mean, it's a Hawaiian thing, so it can't be.
Is Spam really is that where it was invented?
No, I think it was just...
Can you invent Spam?
I think it was just... It became really popular there. And, you know, once something becomes popular, it doesn't matter that it was judged bad somewhere else. I mean, it's... And, yeah, I love it. Did you go, when you're in Hawaii, did you go to the grocery store and see, like, the Spam aisle?
Yeah, I thought I sent you via text, because I took photo... And it took a couple of photos. I was thinking of doing a panorama, because the fucking Spam aisle...
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Was so amazing. Yeah, I have a couple of... I've got like a backed up, took a picture of the whole thing, and then I took closer pictures just to see, so you could read how the variety of fucking
so
Spam.
So many. And if you're going keto, you can eat Spam. I eat a lot of Spam.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to prepare anything. I mean, occasionally I'll cook some eggs. But for the most part, it's cheese and cold cuts of salami and... The thing is, you want really fatty meat if you can get it, right? Like, the fattier the better. I bought a tube of liver sausage. I like liver sausage, but that stuff is whoa fat. That's
It's fatty.
That's fatty. Anyway, so that's.
No, I don't think I ever reach ketosis. Do you think that you're in ketosis where your body is using ketones as opposed to like glucose to transport energy to different parts of your body? That's my understanding of what ketosis is.
Yeah.
Have you reached that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
do you look like Christian Bale in The Machinist?
No, I have lost weight without exercising, and this is true too. I eat whenever I want to, and I eat as much as I want. For me, I don't know about for you, but I am definitely the sort of person who eats when he's bored. Like for me, I'm bored. I don't know what to do. Well, I'll eat, right? And now I can't do that. Or if I do that, I'm eating, you know, meat and cheese. And the thing about eating a whole heck of a lot of protein, never mind the fat, but hey, you eat protein and you don't get hungry again for a while.
I mean, it really does. It's more, it sates you more effectively. I would say, though, that the calories in, calories out thing is kind of out the door for me. And this is, it's not theoretical for me anymore, because at some point, just a couple of years ago, I really did get into ketosis. I'm sure of it. I basically was eating just fucking meat, just like ribeyes and sausage and eggs. Yeah. And, you know, and I dropped a lot of weight. And I, just like you said, I was right there. I was like, no, I'm going to eat whenever I want. And I would buy, this was my snack. I would just buy a big old bag of deli turkey, cold cuts of turkey, and really like grab handfuls of it and stuff it in my fucking face.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I lost a bunch of weight, so you know, that's not a calories in. Look, our bodies are a little more complicated than that. You can't just do that math and think that that's how things work.
Well, can't do the math. I think that's the point, right? Like you can't do it. Don't fool yourself by thinking you can. And you know, so although if anybody's thinking, okay, these bozos are out of their mind, they should go see a head shrink. Granted, but if others, you're like, I wonder if I should try this. It sounds difficult. It is. To go like cold turkey on carbs is difficult. And the thing about, you know, psychologically trying something and then failing for a reason discourages you from trying it again. So I would suggest if somebody is thinking about doing this, just stop drinking sugary drinks. Just start there. Just go a week without drinking drinks with sugar in it and see how that goes. And if that you survive that and you're like, okay, I can probably deal with this, then try going a week without things that are just full of sugar. Never mind carbs. Just things that have sugar in them. You look at the ingredients list. If sugar's in the top five, don't eat it, right? And then if that seems to work out, then you can start looking at cutting out other things if you want to.
And these things are difficult because sugar and carbs set up an addictive process.
Yes, they do.
You fucking crave carbs for sure. And at the beginning of this, you know, if you're really going to cut out the carbs, you'll be like, you'll think about potato chips and be like, you'll want a potato chip so fucking bad. Well, you know. Those cravings kind of get a little bit easier though after a few days.
And you know how I got over that? I just stuffed more meat in my face.
More spam.
Yeah.
Don't eat a potato chip.
Eat
just
spam.
Pull an entire just like get a fucking handful of spam.
Yeah.
Plop it out.
I bought today.
Grab it with your hand and stuff it in your face.
I bought a bag of Baby Bell, those little round cheeses, you know. I bought a bag of those. I bought like 3 pounds of kielbasa. I bought some like oil. Some coconut fat that you just pour in your drinks. It's just straight fat. It's like
You just fucking put it in your coffee.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that you're continually consuming fat.
Yeah.
Which will kind of like curb your appetite and help you with those goddamn potato chip cravings.
Exactly. And it's supposed to.
So you're going through this. I never even thought that you had given it a. Is this the first time you've ever tried it?
With this kind of degree of effort. I mean, I do think I've had ketosis happen to me because they say that there's a particular aroma from your sweat, and I have definitely had that. But that was not like all the time. That was like after a run. When I went running on an empty stomach, for example. My body's like, well, we got no carbohydrates to fuel this fucker. We might as well. Hey, liver, give us some more fat, please.
And so are you running? Because you said you've lost weight without exercise, but I immediately took that to mean you're maybe running less. Because, like, you fucking, of course you're running.
Well, so right? You always run. But it's been really cold down here in Seattle, Texas, and I hate it running in the cold. I went for a run today, which is the first time in, like, I want to say a couple weeks. Definitely the first time since starting this whole no carb thing.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, for real, no exercise. Yeah.
But here's the thing. No rigorous exercise. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I am really tired a lot, and they said this will happen to you when you start this. Like, you're just going to be exhausted.
Energy dips, and then actually it's supposed to then plateau at a higher baseline.
Yeah, that's what they say, and I'm still waiting for that. But I think one of the ways I've been shooting myself in the foot is not getting enough sleep, because it's like, if you're tired, you get up in the morning, you're tired, just shove some sugar down your throat and some caffeine, and boom, you're going. I mean, you still might feel tired, but you're capable of moving. Well, I don't have that recourse. If I stuff food in my face now, I'm not going to get anything energy from it for a while. I can't just eat and be happy. And I definitely notice that I crave carbs the most when I'm exhausted, you know, like late at night. The cravings really hit after 9 p.m. That's when they like say, hey, why don't you go make yourself 15 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? And I'm thinking, yeah, this is probably a good idea.
It's funny that you say that, because that's when I finally give in, like, I'll have a few good days where there's actually like no carbs and no sugar at all. And like, I will finally break down at like 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. with a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's like the best goddamn peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, it
they're amazing.
When you can really enjoy such a sandwich.
And the other side of that, of course, and you appreciate this because you work at Taco Bell, you have in your head, this is true, you literally have a limited amount of willpower you wake up with, and the tougher your day is and the more you have to exert your willpower, the harder it is to have willpower later in the day. That is why you should never sign contracts later in the day. Definitely don't do that when you're hungry. Don't make any major decisions after, like, I don't know, 3 p.m. or something like that, because you don't have the willpower. And so it's like, I want to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And your brain goes, I don't fucking care. Do what the fuck you want. I do not care. I'm done. I've been done for a while. And so you do. You eat 12 of them.
I just thought of something funny. Well, actually, this isn't funny, but... this whole show.
It's funny that it's not funny. It's true. We're at 24 minutes. We should probably start being funny.
Well, too bad, because listen to this. The original idea that we had for the show, the 101 show, this is the 101st show of Just Because. And we thought it would be kind of a nifty idea to be like, well, let's kind of teach our listener, maybe the origin of some of our running jokes, you know, so it's like a bit of a class, JBC 101, right? Yeah. Well, we teach you a little lesson about where some of these stupid jokes came from. And then just before the show, we're kind of talking about, like, okay, we just did the 100th episode. We did the year recap right before that. Like, we're almost like nauseated with our own self-indulgence right now. So to talk more about the show seems a bit much. So here we go. We start talking about keto and low carb and stuff. And I'm like, for those who know nothing about this, it's kind of been like the keto 101.
A little bit.
Or like the kind of low carb 101. Like, here's a little lesson about how you might, benefit from changing your diet in this way. And then you transitioned right into, like, let me tell you how willpower works. And actually, I felt like I just learned something. I'm like, oh, shit, that's really important. It's going to stick with me. I'm like, yeah, willpower is low at the end of the day, because you're kind of, that's a finite kind of thing that you have. You have to recharge it, and then it kind of runs out. And so, your willpower is really low, which is why I'm eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 11 p.m., there are lessons. This is JBC 101, but there's been no lessons about what we planned, which is the stupid jokes that we tell on the show. Right.
Can I make something clear, though, that in as much as it's been a sort of keto 101, it's not a 101 class like you get at a major university or even a minor college or even you know, a community college. This is 101 in the sense of continuing adult ed in a tiny town with some, like, really old person who is quoting from books that were proven to be wrong 30 years ago, but he slash she hasn't read anything since. It's that kind of 101. I don't want anyone to be listening to the show going, okay, I know what to do now. I heard from the experts. No, you heard from assholes. Okay?
Yeah. We've been imparting basic information, but that's not to say that it's accurate information.
Yeah, or even correct. You should go do your own research. Don't stop or start anything. The only things you ever... I'm having a stroke. The only thing you should ever do, because we told you to do, is listen to another episode of this show. Because if you hate yourself as much as we hate ourselves, you deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So, but I really do. I encourage all of you to just go out, try it for a week. I swear to God, it won't kill you.
If you're otherwise healthy. Don't do this if you've got anything else going on in your life that
no, but like needs monitoring. Eat nothing but ribeyes and Spam.
That's today's episode name. Ribeyes and Spam.
That's the moral of the story.
Eat nothing but ribeyes and Spam.
Yeah.
All right.
Seriously, it'll change your fucking life. It'll change your
life. All right, so I wanted to bring up that.
Oh, wait. I'm not done with the keto thing.
All right, let's keep going.
I do want to explain this because, I haven't had any alcohol for a long time. Mm-hmm. Coming up on, like... Well, 5 months or 6 months or something soon.
That's disgusting.
And so I'm way more involved with, like, different coffees, you know?
Oh, okay.
Well, I had a breakthrough the other night. And again, this ain't going to be funny. So we're taking a break from the funny, clearly.
Wait, not buckle up. Undo your buckle.
I realized that I'm like, none of this coffee is, like, flavorful enough for me, really. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you never really try the dark roast. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some whole bean dark roast. So it's, you know, the really expensive shit. That's what I'm starting to lean toward is, like, let's get, you know, as good a coffee as I could possibly get. Really dark coffee because I realize I need more coffee flavor, not necessarily more caffeine, just coffee flavor. And I'm like, ugh. All I have is milk sometimes. Like, we get creamer and then it runs out. And I'm like, I've got milk. And I'm like, God, milk is half-ass for coffee. Really is. I'm like, it's just, it waters it down. It's not what I like. I'm like, half and half is better. And then I had this really stupid epiphany where I'm like, half and half? Half and half is half milk. And half cream. Fuck milk. Fuck the milk half. I don't want any milk. It waters my shit down. So then I went and got... And this is a very keto thing to do.
Yeah.
I got dark coffee. There's no sugar. And I fucking dump heavy whipping cream in it.
Yeah.
And I took a drink of that. And it was exactly what I've been fucking looking for.
What?
I'm like, this is it. This is my cup of coffee. Now. Thank you, everyone. And those of you who have been coffee drinkers your whole life, or you go to Starbucks and you really know all this shit, this is not a breakthrough for you at all. And you're probably thinking, of course, like, if you needed to learn your coffee palate, and you should have come across that a long time. And there's a name for it, I'm sure.
Coffee way, police are coming to get you, dude. I heard that.
Is that the coffee police?
Yeah. Oh, shit. You're putting whole cream into your coffee. Iowa.
Hey, Jason, really quick. Those sirens, did you hit a button to make the sirens?
No.
Were the sirens coming from your end or mine?
Not mine end.
Okay, so this is the weird thing about the cans, really quick. When I've got... I've got these fucking monitor headphones on, and I've only done a couple shows with them. I don't know where anything is coming from now. Okay. I thought that you hit a button, that you had a siren button, but those sirens were real. There was a real emergency in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. Isn't that weird?
Okay. So what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Heavy cream. Hey, can I ask you, have you ever thought about trying, and you probably won't because it's full of carbs, but have you ever tried evaporated milk? Or what do they call it? Condensed milk? Because that's not watery.
You mean like powdered milk?
Well, no, no. It's not. You buy the little cans. It's got a cow on it. Little happy cow. Like, I'm happy I'm giving away milk, not being eaten.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think I've ever had that. And I don't know what you would use it for except for maybe baking or something. Some people put it in their coffee? Well, you think I'd like it?
I don't know. I was going to try it before this keto thing, this sugar, this carb thing happened. So I bought some condensed milk in a little can, and I was going to actually put it in. Okay, so you've heard of the Instant Pot, right? You hear this thing? I like making tea in the Instant Pot, and I can explain why, but the show is already boring enough, so bring it up some other time. But then I was going to add the condensed milk and make like a Thai iced tea kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, which is not too different from a chai tea, which, incidentally, chai means tea. So when you say chai tea, you're saying tea, but more education for you there.
I'm so fucking distracted now. Something's going, like a house is burning down, or there's like a police chase. There's some sort of emergency that's going on in my neighborhood here.
Well, I can't hear anything now, so.
Okay.
I guess I have to trust you.
Anyway, is your suggestion that maybe the condensed milk...
it might work too, but...
I should just dump in my coffee. Maybe it'll be ultimately satisfying.
I think it would be worth trying, except, like I said, it's full of sugar, apparently. So, yeah. You might want to go stick
with it. My father suggested that I go ahead and just put, like, a big old chunk, like a pat of unsalted butter in my coffee.
That's the bulletproof coffee, they call it. You heard of that?
That's a thing too. All right.
Yeah, have you heard of? Yeah, apparently all the keto people, and I think
I've heard bulletproof coffee before, but I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what that.
It's coffee. They emphasize this. It's high quality coffee, whatever the fuck that means. And then you're supposed to put in grass fed butter. I didn't know butter ate grass, but apparently butter eats grass. So. Grass-fed butter. And it's just so you get... And so what I do, I don't do butter because butter is... Like, I like to eat it on foods. I put in my coffee, I put coconut oil. I figured it's fat, right? And everybody's gaga about coconut. So I go to Costco and I buy a huge vat of coconut oil. And it's solid, but it melts at a very high temperature. Like, you put it in your hand and rub it around, it'll melt on your hand. So I put in the coffee, and that's how I get my fat.
Fat shots, right? That's what they call it. Something keto like that, land.
Yeah.
Hashtag keto.
Yeah. So, should we talk about something?
Oh, one more thing. Let's go. Look, man, I don't want to... We keep maybe almost getting back to trying to be funny, but I want to postpone that one more time.
Please postpone.
I've got... So this coffee thing, I'm always drinking coffee now. And it doesn't like affect my sleep or anything. I sleep really well as long as I'm not drinking like, you know, 5 cups of coffee right before I go to bed. It actually like makes me crash and I sleep really well. So that's great. Okay. I'm always doing coffee and I've got my Keurig.
Yeah.
I've got now my dog is barking at the sirens.
Jesus barking Christ.
Yeah. Jesus barking Christ. I have a Keurig and I've got this issue where I will fill the Keurig up with water and I pull out I've got the pods that you buy, which I guess are bad for the environment. So I have the one that you fill up. So I'll like grind coffee and I'll put the fucking coffee in my own little pod, put it in there and everything's fine except there for a while, probably for like a week, and it was driving my wife crazy. And then I'd do everything, be totally happy, and I wouldn't put the cup under there. So the coffee just splashing all over the place. And it really made me worry. I was like, oh my God, I did it again. And there's coffee, you know, it fills the little tray up and then it just overflows and I'm making huge messes.
Yeah.
I think I've kind of got it under control, but like, you know, my wife is like, you got some fucking disorder. And I was like, yeah, it's like Lou Keurig's disease.
Okay, was any of that true?
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. Because that's funny true. Joke. If you had just created all that just to say Lou Keurig's disease, which I'm going to steal, by the way, I was going to give you props, but That's awesome. Lou Gehrig's disease. All right, we're back.
This is a really laid-back episode where we just kind of get to chill. I feel like it's been exhausting just
It's about to get worse.
Trying to be funny, which is the point of the show.
It's
nice to have a nice laid-back show.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. We'll be back to being anxious about everything we say next week. We have a Keurig, too, and I actually recycle the pods. I do. Bought this little device that you clamp on the top and you twist it and it cuts the cup off. And then the cup is plastic. I recycle that. And then I now have access to the part that the coffee is being held by, which is compostable, and the coffee is compostable. So I rip that off and I compost that. And then what I'm left with is a ring with some tinfoil, and I can take the tinfoil out and recycle that. So there's a huge bucket next to the Keurig, and every time we get done with the pad, we throw in the bucket, and then once every, I don't know, 2-3 weeks, I spend half a fucking day recycling these goddamn Keurigs.
I love your enthusiasm about being environment conscious.
Yeah, don't get me started. But it's, you think that, like, you're grinding your beans, and you put them in your Keurig pod, and that's great, but I know a guy, this is true, he only buys green coffee, okay? That's coffee that has not been processed yet. He takes it. He gets bags of this shit. He gets the coffee. He does the whole processing thing. He gets I don't know what all he does. He has to soak it, and then he has to toast it or roast it, and then he cracks it open or something, and then he grinds it, and then he makes a coffee. And a guy will work, like, for a week to have, like, a four-teaspoon cappuccino or for espresso, the small one. He loves it.
Americano.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what an Americano is.
I think an Americano is half espresso. Scary.
Maybe this is like Lou Gehrig's disease too. But I used to be a barista.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. Well, I worked at a panini shop. So okay. I was either making paninis or I was making the coffees.
Yeah.
And there's like Americanos. Right? Mm-hmm. And there's lattes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's kind of scary, though, that not only did I used to know what all these coffee terms meant.
Yeah.
I can't remember what any of that means anymore. And I certainly don't remember. I think I can still steam milk. If you gave me a milk steamer, I'd be able to steam that fucking milk.
Okay, yeah.
But it's shocking how little I know about coffee. Well, and now I've blown my own mind by, like, putting heavy cream into dark roast coffee. Like, I used to be a barista, and somehow all of that information just disappeared.
I wonder if there's any chance there's anybody who listens to this podcast who is a straight to, you know, like an honest to God barista and loves his or her job, loves it, is proud of it, like annoys the shit out of people at parties by saying, actually, an Americano technically has blah, blah, blah. And I wonder if the listeners of the podcast are going, wait a minute, you think that you're a barista because you make coffee at a fucking panini shop? And they're just, like, so pissed off at you right now. Yeah.
Of course you don't know anything about coffee. That's not a real coffee shop.
You're not a barista. What are you?
Right.
If your apron is not green, you do not...
Here's some of the names, I think, and I'm not, like, looking at Wikipedia or anything. This, right? You've heard of this. Like, there's a cafe au lait. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, what is it?
It's a latte.
That's it?
Pretty sure one's French and one's Spanish, but I'm not a barista. I could be wrong.
All right. What's an Americano?
Wait a minute. Sorry, no. Cafe au lait. See, I did the thing. It's not au lait like, olé! It's... A-U-L-A-I-T. It's French. And yes, latte. French. And latte
you
is
thought a, it was cafe au lait.
That's what I was thinking. I think latte is Italian. So instead of saying French and Spanish, I should have flipped it and said Italian and French. So I think, I don't know, I could look it up. This could be the, hey, you thought it was boring? It's about to get more boring. Or we're going to take the Do You Know Your Coffee Drink quiz. Sponsored by Oak Roll.
You know what? Do you even want to try to touch on the inside joke thing today, or do you even give a fuck? What are your thoughts?
I was going to explain to people. Right, stop me if you think this is going to be boring or I'm going too far. I was going to explain, and I think we've talked about this before, how on this show, everything happens by accident, and then if we like it, we do it again, right?
Yeah, so, that's really it. That's the process.
So I'm going behind the curtain here, folks. If you do not want the illusion to be disillusioned, I don't know. If you don't want to know, stop listening, because I'm about to tell you. We are going to do a podcast. This is 2 years ago, Joe and I, and we were joking around talking about getting sponsors. And Joe said, yeah, how about what was it called? The pajamas with the hood and the feet?
Footy hoodie.
And my brain said, okay, what if I switched it from footy hoodie to hoodie footy? And so I came up with this stupid idea of a hoodie you wear on your feet when you're at the beach. And I wrote a little ad for it. And for no reason I can think of, I decided it was by a company called Larco. And that's where Larco came from. That's it. And we just kept doing it. And that's Larco. And it's Larco, all L-A-R-K-O. And Joe, for the longest time, thought it was L-A-R-C-O because Co stands for company, but it doesn't.
And that's I thought it was a play on words because it's a lark.
Yeah, and that even isn't what it was. Just I have no idea where the. I think I was trying to think of those brand names from the 50s and the 60s. You know, I don't know.
Well, and right now we're pretending that somehow you created this, but the fact is Larco is very real and it's frightening. And
well, actually, I have a story about that. I don't know if we have time. Larco is very real, but it's also completely fake too. See if I can get this out quickly.
Break it down.
Apparently, so Larco is a real company. It's been around for a long time, and they've been making products for a long time. But for the past several, I want to say maybe dozen years, all of the products they make have been, the CEO is like, hey, I think it'd be a good idea if we made this. And so the guys who make the stuff at Larco go and make it, but nobody buys it because it's ridiculous bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, who is going to buy a coffin that you sleep in for a year so you don't die when you're 27? What the fuck? But this was his idea, and so they made it, but no one buys it. So apparently, one of his BPs is just losing his shit. He's like, we got to stop doing this. And he brought up the CEO. He's like, can we go back to making stuff that people actually buy? And the CEO is like, well, I am the CEO, and blah, 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 blah. And then the guy's just like, fuck it, I'm out. And he quit. And so there's this huge schism now at Larco. There's Larco, but there's this new company that this VP starting, and apparently it's going to be a direct competitor with Larco, which is going to be ballsy because Larco makes everything. So this new company has to make everything. And, look, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but they approached me.
Okay.
And they're like, they want to do some ads too. And I'm like, if I give you guys ad space, what if Larco pulls theirs? And the guy just rolled his eyes. He's like, Larco makes fake shit. They don't care where their ads are. You're fine.
Which is why their ads are on our show. It's that's the perfect show. It's the perfect match.
Pretty much. Yeah. So stay tuned. I don't know when that's going to come to fruition, but we're still
going to be doing ads for Larco's competitor.
Yeah, we might. There's some kinks to work out. We'll still be doing Larco ads too. That will definitely still happen. And I don't even know your end of the side. Your end of the side? Your side of the end.
Go ahead.
The thing, the ads you bring in, Joe, I don't know if there's any development on that front, but.
Well, it's the same. It's the same thing, though. It started with the first really poorly done episode. You guys, you know, our listener can go back and listen to it if you dare. And there was a Larco ad, and then I realized, well, I want to do an ad for, and it just popped into my head because I think I ate it that day, and I was like, I'll do an ad for, a real company, Arby's.
Yep.
And I think my ad was maybe exact. I think it's exactly this. You ever had a shit sandwich? Eat at Arby's, where you can have a shit sandwich every day. And like that was it, man.
Yeah.
And I guess I was kind of tickled by that. And almost every show, I don't know, a lot of the shows, there's been a lot of Larcos. There's been a lot of words for our sponsor.
Yeah.
And those are different companies every time. And that's how I came up with that, because I said Arby's serves shit sandwiches. Right. And that begot, I don't know how many words from our sponsor ads, which are all, every single one of them, is a real company.
A real company.
Yeah.
A real product.
Larco is a weird sham that makes up useless bullshit. Like, come on, dude, a scare B&B.
Okay, that's real.
You're gonna go to a house so you can be slaughtered.
Yeah,
no, with your family so you can be killed. It's not a good product.
Key here is there's always one survivor. It's a real product. I can't promise that they do very well, but no, that's a real thing. But going
it's
back
a real
to
thing, you, and there's always a survivor. You're saying okay?
Yeah, and. Well, that's true for any, like, murder thing. You gotta leave one person around to tell the story, right?
Yeah, otherwise, that's just how that type of shit works. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, going back to your ads, there are some running themes in your ads. You don't do it every single time, but I think you do this one thing where you're always going, it's fucking like, and then you tell us what it's fucking like, right?
Yeah, well, the thing about the sponsors that come in, I get to... Sometimes they give me copy. Sometimes I write the copy. But there are some kind of, I guess, stylistic choices.
Yeah.
Like the way that I deliver the ads.
Yes.
And that's one of the things. Like there might be a long pause, and then I'll say, it's like fucking. And then I continue.
Yeah. And that one was the first one of those, if I remember, was when you did the guitar ad, right?
Yeah, because, you know. An SG Gibson SG, you know?
Yeah.
You can just wail and wail and wail, and in the ad, long pause. It's like fucking.
Yeah. It's like that band Baby Metal. If anybody, just as a quick aside, you're bored one day, you're on YouTube, just go look up a band called Baby Metal. And if you've heard of them, I can't believe you listen to our show too. And if you haven't, you're in for a treat. And speaking, Joe, though, of, like, running gags, I don't know if you want to reveal the running gag in... Well, okay, let's see if I can talk about this without giving away. There is a certain character you do, and a certain thing that happens to him, and there's a certain celebrity he always finds a way to mention as it's happening. Can I tell people what I'm talking about, or would you like to keep that...
Well, I can do a pretty good impersonation of him, but he's a real guy. And yeah, he's a, actually, on the last episode, his real full name was... here's a little something to reveal. Okay. His full name, did you catch his full name?
I did.
Stroke and Bob is his kind of his nickname,
right.
Stroke and Bob.
Right.
And every time he reads an ad for us, he has a stroke, and that's evident in the words that he says. And for some reason, his brain triggers... images of Tony Danza.
It's really literally gotten to the point where anytime I hear somebody say Tony Danza for any reason whatsoever, I start to giggle.
You just made me think, why would you, do you hear about Tony Danza a lot? Is that coming up a lot?
That's a good point. No. Yeah, well, because, you know, I subscribe to the Tony Danza channel. No, you're right, but... I can't remember the context, but I think it was over Christmas. Somebody said something, and somebody said I think it was because our kids really love to say, I'm the boss, you're not the boss. And I think...
That makes sense. So then, of course, who's the boss? Yeah. Tony Danza.
Yeah. And I started giggling, and everyone thought I was laughing at the kid. No, everyone thought I was laughing at the parent who said, who's the boss? But I was laughing because that made me think of Tony Danza. And,
well, yeah. the Stroke and Bob... His real name was revealed on the 100th episode last time. His real name is Dr. Robert Matthews Bo Lism III. And I thought his name is kind of funny, really. Because he's Robert M. Bo Lism.
Yeah. Yeah.
The third, Esquire. That's Stroke and Bob. And I can do a pretty good impersonation of him. But, okay. And we've thought that he's died a few times. That's Stroke and Bob.
He was in good health
for the Disneyland ad last time, he's going to come back. One of these times, I have a feeling he's going to die as he reads the copy for us.
Well, we can always, go to his archives if we need to use him again and he died, but we found this old. We could always do that, right? I'm revealing secrets before we use them.
He's immortalized. We can play those ads.
Yeah, you tell him, JBC. That's the dog.
Yeah, there we go. There's another thing. Yeah. If you ever hear us talking about JBC, that's just my dog.
Right.
Jesus barking Christ.
Right.
There he is.
Wow, that was perfect. Speaking of characters that you do a good impression of, one of my favorites, and again, another ongoing theme, is Donnie Magadonis and his propensity for hurting himself.
He's also in danger a lot of times just from himself.
Yeah.
But that's usually some sort of physical injury or choking or something like that. As far as I understand, he's still alive too.
I may have mentioned this before, but reading books to my kid is so boring because he wants to read the same ones over and over. So in order to entertain myself, I sometimes do voices. And more than once, my impression of Donnie Bagadonis has been used to read, And I'll add in some words because my kid don't care if I drop some F-bombs, I'm trying to think of one of the books we're reading today. This is a truck driver, Tom. He's picking up some fucking vegetables. He's going to drive them across the country. Deliver that shit. Turn the page, boy. And I'll do that kind of thing, yeah.
So you do a Donnie Bag of Donuts when you're reading. That's good.
I'm trying to do,
You're going to pick up some fucking motherfucking vegetables over here.
Yeah. What do you mean I got to get up?
I feel like sometimes there's another thing that has happened on many shows is where I'll just leave you in the lurch to continue the show because I have to go take a pee.
Yeah.
Something is going on with my dog. I don't have to take a pee, but I feel like I need to leave you alone with the show.
Okay.
See what the hell he's barking.
Go find out make sure he's not barking at a burglar.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to address this. I'll come back.
But you need to get back before 8 minutes are up because that's when the show ends.
Oh, shit. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'll have to talk about something. I've been playing a video game a lot lately called Destiny 2, and I really don't know what the hell is going on, but it's got me running ragged. I'm apparently a woman who has armor on, and I've got a bow and arrow slung on my back and a machine gun in my hand, and I can jump really high. And I run around shooting bug people in the face, and whenever I do, bullets come out of them in neat little packages that I can then pick up to refill my machine gun or refill my bow and arrow. Anyway, that's what happens. So I'll run around and shoot these bug people in the face. And sometimes there's creepy-looking rock people. I'll shoot them in the face. Or every once in a while, there's what amounts to. It's either bug people or rock people who've been transformed into inky black absences of light people. And I shoot them in the face. Oh, and then recently I did something and a bunch of dudes who were just basically skinny-ass guys with crowns on, I shoot them in the face. And
you talking about a video game? You talking about your real life? Like that? What the hell is this? Go ahead. What is this about?
Is JBC okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I think he was actually just barking to make me stop podcasting.
Now tell him he can wait 6 minutes and 13 seconds.
Okay, fair enough.
Plus the show outro length, so he can wait. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, there's that.
Inky black absences of light creatures that you shoot in the face. That's fascinating.
That's that video game I've been playing, and I was just telling people about it while you were gone.
Let's explain, because you really like to say, you punch people in the face. Anybody that listens to the show, Dad, how you doing, Dad? It's Dad's our listener at this point, I think.
Yeah,
that's your Liam Neeson thing.
That's my Liam Neeson thing. Yeah, I think It started because at some point we were talking about something, and Liam Neeson and I said he punched people in the face. The reason why I didn't like originate that, somebody said Liam Neeson's new movie, the one with the wolf in it, is like, as you just Liam Neeson punches a wolf in the face, and that just tickled me. And then I brought it up, and then you put me saying that in a montage, and that really made me laugh. So I decided I would just keep going with that.
So it just stuck.
Yeah,
like things do on our show. If something is kind of funny, then come on, let's beat it to death.
It's sort of like when you cut yourself by mistake because you're dumb, and then you've got this scar, and now that scar is part of you. It's like part of your identity. People are like, oh, that dead guy can't be Jason. He doesn't have a scar shaped like a trogdor on his elbow.
You said, you know, when you cut yourself because you're dumb. And like, I kind of was just like, oh, because that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking directly to me.
I wasn't. You're right. I was not referring to you and the taco slicer. If I had remembered that at the time, I would not have said it like that, because I don't think you're dumb. I mean, I do on those shows where we fight with each other, but I don't on every other show. Because when we're fighting, you're stupid. But when we're not, you're kind of a brilliant guy.
Well, thank you. And so there's the Liam Neeson thing you bring up a lot.
Yeah.
In the Larco ads, well, actually all over the place, you bring up Ariana Grande a lot. Can you explain to our listener what that's about?
Really can't. Not because I'm not willing, just because I have no idea. I just, in one Larco ad, she showed up, and it just delighted me, so I did it. And I haven't done it for a long time. I need to bring her back. And Ariana Grande, to me, is a fascinating individual, because on the one hand, she's like a very talented singer, and she does all these impressions, and that's cool. On the other hand, there's the whole tabloid side of her life, where she like licked a donut and then flipped off some cops and said, "I hate America." And on the other hand, she's just really, you know, even tempered and handled that situation where her concert got bombed and all those people died. She handled that very maturely. So she's an interesting person. And then, because I'd said her name a few times, I went and watched one of her videos, which I'd never done before. And it was really hard to not, it was very
careful.
It was
easy there.
I mean, no one will replace Katy Perry in my heart, but if Katy Perry like got a cease and desist order against my brain, I know who would fill in for her, because that video was wow. It was like 15 leotard wearing individuals on exercise bikes, and those exercise bikes were virile. Let's just leave it there.
Just leave it there. And then that brings up the other thing, because you've got a thing for Katy Perry too, and that hopefully in the future there will be some sort of contract signed where you will be able to, with consent of your wife and Katy Perry, perhaps be able to touch Katy Perry at some point.
Yeah, like massage her feet, or she can massage my feet, or
something
like that.
Yeah. And that does come. That's come up many times on the show too. Yeah. So.
That's come up.
I think that's worth explaining.
I also wanted to ask you if you want to explain in the last minute and a half. Well,
you know, has that been happening a lot lately? Well, do I still do that? Because
not as much, but you did it for a good solid, you know, year of episodes, I think.
Well, let me explain. That's something that we've been laughing about way before the show even started. Mm-hmm. I think that was an inside joke that we've been giggling about for years. And it's just because I love the Beastie Boys, and Ad Rock has this thing where he says he says it a lot in a lot of different songs. He'll just be like, "Well," and then he comes in and he starts rapping. It just fucking tickles me pink.
Yeah.
And so I use that, and it's always made Jason and I giggle. So you'll hear it. Yeah. You're probably going to hear that on a regular basis, and if you've listened to the last 100 shows, you've certainly heard it, especially in ads.
Yeah, especially that. Speaking of...
it's a Beastie Boys thing.
Yeah, and this is... right?
Yeah. That is an excerpt from a Beastie Boys song
yeah.
called O Word, which is why at the beginning we called the it's the intro and outro for the word from our sponsors, which right. at first we called O Word from our sponsors.
Right.
So there's another little tidbit.
Little tidbit from for the you.
Beastie Boys. Little,
yeah. little beastie tidbit for you there. Yeah. Trying yeah. to tell you all it's sabotage. You know they filmed that video without a license? Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Old Spike Jones.
That's right.
Gorilla Spike, filmmaking.
Spike Jones. He's a gorilla, all right. Oh, wait. You mean gorilla with a U.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was an hour. Somehow we got through it. Folks, another reveal. Joe and I talked for an hour before the show even started.
Yeah.
We're never doing that again. We might. We've done it before.
Yeah,
we
it was weird.
It was now, weird. It wasn't
no,
weird.
No, we did that because, hey, this most of the time we only talk in the bubble of the podcast, and we decided to talk outside of the bubble for a little bit longer so we could get to know each other.
In a novel by Douglas Adams, I can't remember which one, there's a guy who decided everybody in the whole world is crazy. So he builds a house where the walls on the that you would normally put on the outside, he puts on the inside. And on the outside, he's got like mirrors and pictures and flower plots and shit. And he calls the whole earth is the asylum. And he is not in the asylum because he goes into this house and he's actually outside. Everybody else is inside. He put everybody in the whole planet in an asylum. You see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and that's what this podcast is. This podcast is the only thing that is real, right? Not Israel, yeah. Not Israel, not the country, but is real. And
that's
then
reality.
This bubble is reality, and everything else is your imagination. Not you, Joe. I mean, partly yours, but our listeners' imagination. Remember saying elsewhere, right? Turned out it was all a dream.
Well, if it were a Douglas Adams book, it would be called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the JBC.
That's right, it would. What was that TV show? Was it Saint Elsewhere? The one where it turns out the whole hospital was just some...
In a snow globe.
In a snow globe, yeah. And that's what this is. I mean, not what this
creepy,
is. That's what everything else is. We're looking at the snow globe, and the snow globe is everything that isn't on this podcast. Like, if I said on this podcast, oh, the sky is stripes, then if you see blue sky, you know it's fake. Because I said the sky scrapes. Actually, in our podcast bubble, the sky is still blue. I'm just saying if.
It is. It is. The sky is blue.
Look, and it leaks.
Above my Taco Bell that I manage.
And yes, in the logo on our webpage, www.justbecauses.net, blue. But it leaks, because if you're not podcast listening and you still hear Tony Danza and giggle, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What are we going to talk about next
week? Well, you know what? I was kind of having fun going back into the weird...
Yeah, it turned out to be...
It's kind of a fun conversation.
Yeah, we should do that again. What we should do is have on one of our guests and have them ask us. Like, have Shags or... Or Jen or Ryan or Laura come on and be like, how come you guys are always so XYZ? And we'll say, oh, because of ABC. And I go, oh, WGAF.
I'm going to try this again while we end off the show.
Okay.
I feel like you never want to answer this question, maybe because there's no answer to it.
Okay.
I've asked it before. Where... What is the name Larco? What does it mean? Is it a play on some... Is it a play on words?
Uh-uh.
Is it a pun?
Uh-uh.
Where did that company come up with their name? Is it supposed to invoke something? It's what? Not Lark, right? That's all you come up with.
Which is funny, and I like that, but go back to the episode we did on creativity where I gave you my theory on how creativity works, and that's basically where it came from. Yeah.
I will go back.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about next week when we go forward? Super Bowl? We're talking about the Super Bowl, which I forgot was this Sunday and I will not be watching.
Well, hey, man, this is this is year three, and what we did in year two seemed to work, and what we do once that works, we do again. So actually, we should look back and see what the themes were for last year, and maybe they'll be appropriate again.
Okay, I guess I can do that in the, what, can I do it in the 30 seconds left of this song? Probably not. Yeah, I can't. Not going to. We'll talk about it. Go back and see what we did this time last year.
Oh,
I could try.
I think it probably is a Super Bowl. Last 2 years, I think it was a sports like Super Bowl show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll just look it up later. But I should probably hit stop now because the music. You didn't shout. All right, when you shout, I'll hit stop.
JBC 101!